Welcome to this special audio program specifically targeted to radiation oncologists, lingering controversies, and emerging therapeutic strategies for patients with locally advanced non-small cell lung cancer. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Andreas Rimner, and to begin, I asked him about the initial evaluation and staging of patients with locally advanced non-small cell lung cancer.
The workhorse is still PET CT staging. An MRI of the brain is absolutely critical in these patients to rule out metastatic disease. And invasive mediastinal staging, I think, is important to anyone for any questionable nodes or PET avid nodes. In my practice, I especially pay attention that the PET scan is up to date. So if a PET scan is older than 6 weeks, I repeat it at the time of simulation for treatment planning. That's been demonstrated to have advantages in more accurate targeting of the tumor from a radiation perspective. And you do pick up about 10% or so patients that you upstage at the time of repeat PET scan. So this is just characteristic of locally advanced disease, where there's a fair number of microscopic or systemic disease that declares itself in a relatively short period of time.
Could you maybe go through a typical clinical scenario where a patient with locally advanced disease ends up having surgery?
Pretty much any patient who is young, fit, so where there are no objections from an operability perspective, are being considered for it, especially if they have single station N2 involvement with a resectable primary mass, ideally with a lobectomy. Those would be ideal candidates for the surgery approach. So patients that have somewhat limited stage 3A disease, we would shy away from a resection when a pneumonectomy might be necessary to achieve a gross total resection, or when there's multi-station N2 or even suspicion for N3 disease, of course.
Could you talk about your approach in the neoadjuvant setting for a typical patient with stage 3A lung cancer?
Yeah, just a very standard type of stage 3A patient would be someone with, let's say, a lung adenocarcinoma without a driver mutation that comes in with a right upper lobe mass, T2 mass in the right upper lobe, and a right paratracheal lymph node, maybe a questionable right hilar node. So it would be consistent with N2 disease in one single lymph node station in the right paratracheal space. So those patients we would typically see in by all the disciplines, and typically we would recommend neoadjuvant chemotherapy. Typically, if we can, we would confirm the nodal involvement by an EBUS or a bronchoscopy with a biopsy of the right paratracheal lymph node. And then if this was a lung adenocarcinoma, our general approach is a platinum pemetrexed approach with 4 cycles. We do assess the response every 2 cycles with a CT scan. And then that would be followed up by surgical resection, in this case, a right upper lobectomy and mediastinal lymph node dissection. And then if the lymph node is still positive at the time of surgery, under pathology examination, we would offer that patient postoperative radiation therapy to the right paratracheal space and the right hilum where the bronchus was taken off.